It's Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. A Wisconsin dance teacher and choreographer is stepping onto the national stage with an upcoming appearance on the 21st season of America's Got Talent. It premieres Tuesday on NBC.
AJ Juarez grew up in Buenos Aires. He is the founder and director of Barrio Dance Studio in Madison.
Juarez and his group of dancers, including his wife, Nicole, were recently invited to audition for America's Got Talent after producers saw them perform at World of Dance Regional Competition in Chicago.
Barrio's high-energy routine is under 2 minutes. It's set to a medley of songs from the iconic rock band Queen. And AJ and Nicole Juarez join us to talk about their experience. Welcome to you both.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
AJ, your crew performed in Chicago for a World Dance Regional event in November, and you got noticed. Take us to the moment when you were invited to audition for America's Got Talent.
Yes, it was incredible, but also a funny story. When I received the email, Rada said, yes, we saw your team and World of Dance competing, and we would love to have you for season 21 of AGT. And I was like, this must be a scam or something is happening. Yeah, this is not real. Right away, I replied to that email, and all of a sudden, like 3 days, we were meeting with producers and people from AGT team. It was incredible, the feeling of like, whoa, you never know who is watching, right?
Right. And for these America's Got Talent auditions, you only have a couple minutes to impress these judges. What went into preparing for this big moment?
So something that was very helpful was that the talent scout and the producers that we spoke with from America's Got Talent really wanted us to make a version of the same piece. So a lot of times the thing that takes the most time is the first brainstorm, like what is our big idea? What kind of music are we going to dance to? What are our costumes going to look like? And what's our story we're going to tell with this dance we're going to create? So we already had that ahead of time before the America's Got Talent version of this dance. But then we knew we had to adjust it for television. So what looks good on a big stage to a live audience versus what's going to look great on camera with close-up shots. So we made some adjustments in that regard, and we had to cut down the piece from 6 minutes to about like 90 seconds, under 2 minutes.
So you had to cut your darlings.
Yes.
You had to cut some things that were deeply important to you about this dance.
Definitely. We had to cut some parts of the story. The story was based on Romeo and Juliet. And so 2 minutes is not enough time to create a beginning, a climax, and a resolution. So we just took our favorite parts with some help of the producers. They did suggest like some parts that they thought were really stand out to them. We had a really fun, exciting prop that we used that we knew we had to keep, and just our favorite songs, which was all Queen music.
Wow. What is your favorite part of dancing that routine? And, you know, you had to practice it so many times in a row.
Yeah, well, my favorite part is, I want to say the very end, and mainly because it's just the energy that the team puts in and in the song.
Don't stop me, 'cause I'm having a good time, having a good time.
The song is just amazing, that song, and I hope everybody enjoying the very end of the piece. You can feel the energy, and that's something that the team is actually known by, the energy that we share with our audience. People can feel it, and we really talked about that with the team. We want to like our audience to feel like they want to be part of our team. They want to be on the dance floor with us. So I hope we can really show that through the screen. Yeah.
And when you bring Queen, which is so embracing of dance with perhaps a Latin flair to it, I mean, it must really just go off the charts with emotion.
Yeah, definitely. I know AJ and I, when we first talked about this idea, we felt it was ambitious because how are we going to do street styles and like social dance to 80s rock music. But we felt like the connecting thread was, one, the sense of barrio, like the energy that Freddie Mercury brings and how he brings people together is our also same goal in our studio and on our team. So we use that connecting thread to weave everything together. Like, how can we make this music work with our style of dance, but also represent barrio and be entertaining and fun and make something that people want to watch, too?
AJ, speaking of TV shows, you've danced and choreographed for Argentina's Dancing with the Stars, from what I understand. How does it compare to our version of the show in America?
Well, it's a little different. No, in terms of the production, of course, it's a huge production, huge TV show back home. But there's a little different rhythms that we do that I haven't seen in the version from the United States. But it's amazing. It's amazing to be there. And that actually being in that TV show gave me the experience also to lead my team into this AGT audition to put the best parts and what I thought is going to work best for TV.
You know, we have experiences sitting in a dance recital or watching live dance on stage. Are there things you have to do differently when you're choreographing for a TV audience?
Definitely. So there's a lot of things that plays in a live audience or in a TV show. And that's something that I was grateful to have that experience so I can share with my team. And we really focus on the parts that I thought that they're going to be best for that audition and best for that TV show.
Hmm. What about you, Nicole? How is it different when you connect with an audience on stage and then you're trying to connect with an audience you cannot see through that TV screen?
Yeah, one thing that was different for me that I've learned through this process is how to compose elements of surprise that attract your eye. The things that we are trying to do when we are, for example, competing at World of Dance, we're trying to show off a lot of technical skill, things that non-dancers might not necessarily appreciate or notice, like with a naked eye. And we're doing this for all of America, people who know dance, people who don't, people who are hesitant to embrace the style. So we had to really add a lot of fun, exciting moments that everyone can appreciate. So tricks, fun like surprises and pop-out moments. So it was something that I learned, and it was really fun to add as well, thinking about everyone's going to love this moment. This is just something that brings joy and is happier, is an exciting moment. And I hope, you know, depending on how the season goes, if we do have the chance to go back or continue, you know, ever doing something like this in the future, that we will learn even more along the way of how to add those special moments and grow as a team in that way.
We're talking with AJ and Nicole Juarez about their Barrio Dance Studio in Madison and their crew's upcoming appearance on America's Got Talent. AJ, you grew up in Buenos Aires. You were surrounded by talented dancers and all of these studios. How did that influence your life path and in your journey as a dancer?
That's pretty much me. Buenos Aires is coming from a small barrio. When you grow up and people, it's very genuine, very community-based. They all help each other. They're all there for each other to be better every day. And that's exactly what I want to bring to Madison. When I moved to Madison back in 2012, I thought that it was a component missing in the dance community. And so it took me a minute, but eventually I figured out that I want to bring a flavor from back home, which is the barrio that I grew up, Buenos Aires, and how things were down there, and just share the love for dance and the passion and always strive for excellence.
How does the word barrio speak to you? How do you embody that neighborhood feeling in your classes now here in Madison?
Well, the first thing that we always want to embrace with that word is everybody's welcome. And from there, everybody who joins our community, you can do that for fun because dance brings you joy, or you can do that for fun and also strive for excellence. And if you want to make this into a career, we will support you there, too.
Hmm. Nicole, you started dancing later in life, age 19. What brought you into the world of dance?
AJ did. My now husband did. So I did have some opportunities to dance. My family just did not have the resource or knowledge of how to get me into a studio and train seriously. So I did, you know, my high school Poms team that was just self-led by us students. I did some musical theater, and I had amazing mentors that really kind of pushed me and helped me realize the reason I liked musicals was the dancing. I didn't really want to sing or act that much. I just wanted to be in the ensemble and wear cool outfits. And in college, where I went, you know, here to UW-Madison and graduated with an art history degree, for fun, I took a one-credit hip-hop dance course, and AJ was my instructor.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and so then right after I graduated, he connected with me, one, to make sure I didn't disappear, that, you know, he lost me after I graduated. And so the summer after I graduated, we started hanging out and dating, and he pushed me and helped me realize how to train, how to be a dancer and to build the skills that I needed to, and then eventually helped me get my first teaching job, and the rest is history.
What was the transformation inside of you as you realized how much you loved dance?
Well, one, it totally changed my life. Thinking back on how I expected I had to be an adult, like how my daily schedule had to look. I've never been a morning person. I was always dreading having to get a big girl job and wake up at the hours I didn't want to be awake. So not only did dance create an avenue for me to create my own life and my own day-to-day that I really love and appreciate and that works with me and helps me be my most creative, authentic, productive self, it also is just my greatest passion. I'm so lucky, and I never take it for granted that I get to do what I love every day.
AJ Barrio has been around now for about 7 years. How have you seen the Latin and the hip-hop scene in Wisconsin grow and change since he started here?
Yeah, it has been great seeing a lot of people growing, you know. We have dancers that now are in LA doing big work there too, that started in Barrio, that were part of our family, and seeing them just shine on the stage, doing tours or filming videos for big artists, is incredible. But just to answer your question, I've seen a huge growth into this community, and we hope seeing even more, and we hope to put Madison in the map. And with AGT is in an amazing opportunity to do that.
Do your studio alums come back to dance at all once they've gone to these far-flung places like LA and New York?
We do have like many friends that now come back and they just take class with us after they do tours with big artists, and we love that.
What advice do you have for someone who wants to try dancing maybe for the first time? What would you tell them?
I would say just kidding. The dance floor and have fun. That's the first thing. If they feel dancing, dance has changed my life, has changed many people's life that I know, and I'm sure it will change their life.
Mm. Nicole, Barrio will be getting this big moment in the national spotlight for the season of AGT. What are you most excited for people to see?
I'm excited for people to see people like me, and there's plenty of other people on the team that have made this their life in a very short amount of time. So just because you start at 19 or you start at 35 or you started at 2 years old, like AJ said, dance can really take a hold of your life, and it is something that's possible. It takes hard work. It takes tenacity. It takes a lot of hours. It takes a lot of sweat. It takes a lot of sore muscles. But anybody can put in the time and take this very seriously. So I hope that they see dancers that have been dancing all their life, people who started as ballerinas, people who started as freestyle dancers, and people who started later like me, all on the stage together.
AG, how about you? What are you most excited for people to see in this moment?
Well, first, I'm excited to see our Barrio on national TV.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's big. And I'm excited to see my team on that big screen and all their family and the people that love them, see them shine there.
Did you think Barrio would ever have this moment? Did you envision there you would be here?
To be honest, yes. I always dream big, and I have done it back home in Argentina, and I knew that it's going to take time. But this is a moment that I've been waiting. I've been working really hard for this moment. And I knew that that's what I started with. You never know who is watching, and we always going to do the best work that we can. Doesn't matter if it's for a small performance or a big performance. We always going to do the best job that we can.
Well, AJ and Nicole, thank you for joining us, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
AJ Juarez is founder and director of Barrio Dance Studio in Madison, where he teaches and choreographs in Latin, hip-hop, and other contemporary styles. And Nicole Juarez is assistant director of the studio and an instructor in heels and hip-hop. Barrio's performance on America's Got Talent will air on Tuesday on NBC at 7 p.m. Central.